Agencies are starting to look at cloud computing for their human resources systems. Two departments have solicitations to move their HR systems to the cloud. They're in progress or in the planning stages. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on why the cloud makes sense for HR. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so tell us which agencies are in fact making this move to cloud with their HR systems.
Well, the General Services Administration and the Veterans Affairs Department have solicitations either in the works or on the street. Let me start with VA. They're actually ahead of GSA. The Veterans Affairs Department wants to move their HR system to one of four private sector shared service providers. These are Accenture, IBM, Carahsoft, or Allied Technologies. If you remember back in the 2000s, during the Bush administration, they named both private sector and public sector shared service providers, people who could provide these HR systems as a managed service. Now we're going to call it cloud. So Cynthia Vaughn is the director of VA's HR line of business office. She says VA plans to make an award by the end of the year. Now Vaughn says the new cloud system will make a huge difference.
Our legacy system is 48 years old, ran off a mainframe, COBOL. So it's very old technology. And there are problems with the interface between PAID, as we call it, our HR solution, and DOD's DFAS solution, who is our e-payroll provider, which impacts our employees. But a lot of the reasons why we have problems is because of data conversion. Because PAID technology is so old, we have to convert data. So you have to convert the data before you send it to DFAS, and they have to reconvert the data to their system to make it appropriate. So the new provider will actually follow the OPM data rules so that when we do that interface, it should be seamless. We won't have to do any type of data conversion.
Now, Vaughn says VA created an integrated product team to help run this program, and under the IPT, a business process reengineering working group to make that cloud move more collaborative between the IT leaders, the business owners, the contracting community, and, of course, the security and privacy experts, and, of course, many other stakeholders. As for GSA, they're a little behind VA in some respects when it comes to moving their entire system to the cloud. But if you remember, GSA is also ahead of VA because they're one of the six shared service providers. And in many ways, the 40 federal customers that use them, you kind of see them as their own private cloud. Dennis Papula is the director of GSA's HR Business Management Office in the Office of the Chief People Officer. He says GSA is in the planning stage of where their HR system is going. But Papula says there are several things GSA is keeping in mind as it develops an acquisition plan.
The first one is the data migration. That's going to require us to fully document what formats we have, structures, and more importantly, the potential integration points. The second thing, obviously, is security and privacy. With any solution, security and privacy are of paramount concern, but especially when we're talking about HR solutions, right? We're talking about folks and their personally identifiable information. So we need to be very clear with industry about our requirements around cloud security and, again, take that very seriously.
Now, Papula says GSA has taken the lessons learned from its experience in moving its email to the cloud, which it did over the last year, and developing its plan for HR systems. He didn't offer any timeline in terms of when or even if GSA would have a solicitation out for HR in the cloud, but they are working through their acquisition strategy now.
We're talking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, tell us, are there any examples of agencies who have already done this?
I think the Coast Guard is probably the best example. They moved to the private sector to a private sector provider in 2003. At the time, they called it a managed service, but it's basically a private cloud. Michael Fiocca is the chief of the HR Information Services at the Coast Guard. He says the Coast Guard will issue a request for proposal to refresh its HR system in the cloud in the coming month or so. Fiocca says the Coast Guard had immediate benefits, including going from a time when their internal system was only up and running for about 14 hours at a time to a system that is now up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Fiocca says moving to the cloud also gave them opportunities that were really unrealized previously.
What we found when we actually went to that internet availability of the system is that the data became available to end users that they had never seen before. It had sat in a silo in a back office HR system. Mm-hmm. When you make it internet accessible, when you have people start using it, start seeing that data, the data starts getting better. And then the organization can start using it to make strategic decisions.
Can you give us an example of somebody who didn't have that data available to them before and then all of a sudden had it and made things better.
The ability of the officers in charge of small boat units had never had the ability to see what the competencies were across their workforce, whether they were a coxswain, what skill sets they had. We've created some reports within the HR system now that they can see that immediately. They can look across and see who needs training, what training they have, what skill sets they have, and be able to assign the right people to the right task at the right time.
Jason, what are some of the most important things other agencies ought to know or ought to consider if they want to move their HR to the cloud?
I think it starts with the three C's: contracting, communication, and change management. Now, the Coast Guard's FIACA says there is success or failure of any cloud move, really any HR system or any system in general, depends on the contract's service level agreements.
You got to have in there what your performance goals are, what your service level agreements are, not only if there's penalties, but also carrots to the contractor, to the vendor you go to. And then definitely you have to keep it up to date with all the latest security requirements, which change on a daily basis. So that requires close working relationship with whoever your partner is in the cloud environment.
Now, as we talked a little bit earlier, VA has an integrated product team. This is another key lessons learned. Bring all the important people together to make that contracting effort easier. Make sure you have all the right clauses in place, meaning you're not adding security when you've already done three quarters of the work, going, oh, yeah, we have to do that too. Now, Vaughn says the one thing that's really missing from the HR environment more generally is a template so agencies can make sure they've covered all their bases when it comes to cloud and HR systems. Now, the two other C's, communication and change management, I think those are very much related. GSA's Papala says customers of the HR system, basically the employees, even the employee unions, have to be a part of the conversation about what the change is going to be, how the change is going to work, how's it going to affect them from the beginning. In fact, FIACA says from their experience, the users must really understand why the change is important.
And in a lot of cases, there may not be anything in it for them. So you got to figure out how to sell that organizationally it's important, and here's how they can contribute to making it a success. The other thing is that you actually got to let them go through the grieving process. The whole depression, anger, denial, bargaining phases, they will eventually get to acceptance if nothing else, because you'll beat them down after a while. I think also that the communications is getting easier, at least for us, because there's more avenues to do it now. You know, within the Coast Guard, we have a portal that everybody can go to now. You can post stuff on that. There's more methods to get in using social media. We've been talking about doing things like getting what we call an evangelist for each of the functional areas to basically be a cheerleader, to lead point. But that particular person has to be within the line of business.
I mean, that is something that is a best practice that obviously GSA did when they moved their email to the cloud over the last year. They had people who were early testers, beta testers, people who then could tell their coworkers, hey, this is good, this works, or hey, this has problems and we're going to fix it. Now, Papula from GSA says part of that change management is also re-engineering the agency's business processes. This is not making the technology fit into how the agency does business, but really the opposite, making the business change how the technology works. I mean, if you think about the common failures of IT systems over the last decade or more, that's probably the biggest one. The panel also suggested don't forget about asking the shared service providers about their governance structure, meaning how they make decisions to upgrade or change the software. That's another key area, because if you need a change and they say, well, this change is to go through these 10 steps, the agency may scratch their head and go, that's a really complex process and that's not going to do us much good. But they need to understand that up front. So several best practices, I think, are starting to emerge, because cloud and HR, it's a huge, huge opportunity. There's 500 HR systems across the government. Financial management, same thing, 500 of them. And the Office of Management and Budget has listed both HR and finance as part of their shared services strategies as a way to really save money and find efficiencies.